The Tigers looking to win a season-high fourth straight game, taking on the White Sox. Chicago leading it, though, 2-0 in the fourth. J.D. Martinez has something to say about that, facing David Holmberg.
How he changed the speeds with all of his pitches. He aggravates the hitters.
Here's the 2-2, swinging a fly ball, left field, way back in left. Goodbye.
Whoa, baby.
J.D. Martinez with number 10. And the Tigers now trail it 2-1. Again, the 2-2, swinging a fly ball deep to center field. That's going to get over the head of Engel. All the way to the wall and straightaway center. Upton trots home. Hicks will stop at second with an RBI double, and the Tigers have tied it up at 2.
Well, we just talking about how good Hicks has been swinging the bat. That was another breaking ball away. He read it, put that boogie whip on it. Deepest part of left center field, and he got a double out of it, but knocked in the run. That's the most important thing.
The pitch. Swinging a fly ball, right center field. This one's deep in trouble. Presley on the run, he won't get there. Bangs off the wall. Caroms toward Romine in center field. Scoring is Frazier. The throw goes to second base, holding Anderson. A deep fly ball that almost went out. A double makes it a 4-3 game.
Well, he's showing some power that we know he has. It hasn't showed up until that swing. Well, a lot of carry to it.
60 at bats. Swinging a fly ball, right field, hit deep. Presley going back, and that one is off the wall. Presley bobbles it, and that's going to tie the game. Anderson scores, 4-4 game. RBI double off the bat of Smith.
My goodness, all these balls in this inning were hit hard. That ball had great carry to it. I thought for a second maybe Presley could make the catch, but he realized he could not get back in time, and off the wall, another double, another run.
Robertson checks Castellanos, the 1-2, swinging a fly ball, left field! Watch it fly! Gone!
Hanging breaking ball, goodbye.
Justin Upton, 3-run walk-off home run, and the Tigers sweep the White Sox.
The Tigers extend their winning streak to a season-best 4 games as they walk off with a 7-4 win. Justin Upton, 2 hits, 3 RBIs, and 2 runs scored. Not all good news, though, as Justin Verlander left the game in the top of the third inning due to a tight right groin injury. The White Sox, meanwhile, have lost 5 in a row. The Tigers win a season-best 4th straight game. Manager Brad Ausmus spoke afterwards.
From a fan perspective, probably a good game to watch, quite frankly, especially if you're a Tiger fan.
Jay Upton, not a bad guy to have up in that situation, is he?
No, I felt like if Justin Wilson get through the top part of the inning, we had 2, 3, 4 coming up, and you feel pretty good about those guys.
It ended well. It started a little strange, though, with JV. What was going on with him today?
His groin just tightened up on him a little bit. We don't think it's anything major. I got a precautionary MRI, but we don't expect it to be anything major. We don't expect the MRI to show anything major. But I felt like we had to protect him a little bit. He didn't want to come out. He said he felt like he could keep pitching, but I didn't want him to be protecting his groin and have something else be affected, like his shoulder or something like that. So that was my call.
Did you see that there was something off with him right away?
No, he had told Rich Doobie, the pitching coach, in between, after the first inning. So we were keeping our eye on him, obviously made a couple trips. And just after the walk, I just felt like I didn't want to, we don't want to lose this guy for any real length of time.
Ben, how important was Saul Pope?
He was huge again the second time in a row. He did it in Kansas City, he did it here, giving us multiple innings, get us deep in the game, keeping it close, or keeping where it's at. So he's been outstanding in that role.
Probably the way the guys were kind of able to battle back and hang in there today. I mean, the runs came fast and furious in the first 2 games of the series. Do you just figure in the third game of a series they're going to be a little tougher to come by, and they were today?
Well, it's tough. It's tough to sweep. It's tough to sweep in baseball. We hit some balls hard in the first couple innings off of Holmberg, and didn't get anything to show for it. But ultimately, you just kind of stay the course, and we were able to get some runs there in the second half of the game.
What do you say about the bottom of your order this whole series? You got contributions really all 3 games from those guys.
Yeah, well, I mean, the first 2 games, when you score that many runs, you're probably getting contributions up and down the lineup. But you need guys on base for the big guys in the middle. So it's usually the guys at the bottom or top that are the guys on base.
With it being said, how challenging and how difficult it is to sweep, that's your first sweep of the year. Is this something that maybe some momentum can build off of? I've heard some former players say when you win 4 in a row, it gives you kind of a little confidence that maybe could have.
It's a much better feeling coming to the field. You know, there's when you're struggling as a team, you sometimes feel like nothing's going your way and it's hard to win. But when you're winning baseball games and you're scoring runs, you come to the field thinking, all right, we can win the day. So there is a confidence factor and a momentum factor.
Is this an example why you stayed so even keeled? I mean, struggle on the road trip, you guys come back, you've won four in a row, you sweep the White Sox, a team that got three or four from you guys last week.
It's a much better offensive showing since Kansas City, really, since first game in Kansas City. I'm not ready to throw a parade, I've always felt good about this offense. I know people sometimes thought I was crazy when we scored zero runs second game in Kansas City, but we got too many good hitters to not eventually put up runs and score runs and be one of the better offenses in the American League. And I think we will be ultimately, and I think this is an example of it.
I know you don't like the bunt a lot. You had present bunt twice. Can you explain the rationale in those two situations?
The first time was a mixed bag because we could have used a Vila as well. If we use a Vila, though, I end up burning my entire bench. And I'd rather not bring in the second catcher that early in the game in the sixth. So I decided to bunt with Presley, knowing Iglesias has been swinging the bat well, put the winning run in scoring position, or the go-ahead run rather than scoring position. That was the thought process there. And we only burned three hitters, and then we have a Vila left. And the second scenario, I'm just playing for one run. I know what run expectancies are. I'm not playing for three runs there. I'm playing for one run because one run is a big difference with three outs to go. So that's pretty cut and dry for me.
Well, what about V-Mart? You just knew probably that they were going to walk him, so you get a free base.
I knew there was a pretty good chance that they were going to walk him. But that's why we had two other left-handed hitters that we could choose from. And we had more Romine that could run for him. So we knew going in it was a possibility, but it was a calculated risk, I guess.
Were you worried that Mickey was going to get tossed early?
I don't want him to get tossed, but it crossed my mind.
Strike zone an issue again today?
No, I mean, I thought the pitch to Miggy was down for sure. I didn't think the strike zone was an issue overall, but I thought that pitch was down. And at the time, he's the leadoff hitter of the inning. You know, who knows if JD hits a home run, if he walks or not, but it potentially could have been a big play. A
couple of challenges, they seem to be done in timely fashion this afternoon.
Yeah. We pushed ours right to the limit, though.
Did you think Upton was safe on that play?
I thought he did. I looked at the replay. I thought he probably was safe, but I could see where in New York they might say, well, he's probably safe, but I can't tell for sure if the ball's hit the back of the glove or not. It's just the ball's a little bit fuzzy. You can't. Maybe it's hitting the glove, maybe it's not. I think if they had called him safe and the White Sox had challenged it, I don't think they would have overturned it that way either. We seem to have a lot of those plays this year.
You'll always take an off day. Is this one of those times, though, now that you're starting to put some wins together, you'd just rather keep on going?
No, that's okay. We could use – the bullpen could use an off day now because we used pretty much everyone down there, or almost everyone down there. So off days are good for the guys. We won two out of three in Kansas City, had an off day, so there's no reason we can't pick up where we left off on Tuesday.
Brad, is Kinsler set to come back Tuesday?
Yeah.
How do you feel about Machado and Roman?
They've been doing a nice job. They really have. They're kind of in a platoon situation. They've done a nice job. Machi's really kind of heated up the bat, actually. He swung the bat real well.
Was there a move at all?
No, we don't have a move. No.
Can you speak just specifically to JD and how he's been swinging the bats? 10 home runs in his first 22 games. First time any Tiger has done that, Brad. I mean, I know you expect a lot from his bat, but to see him to do it with that.
I don't know that I expect this much in 22 games, but I'll take it. So he's really swung the bat consistently well, and he's driven the ball consistently well into the seat since he returned. So we know he's got tremendous power. I think he's seeing the ball well. The fact that he has some walks and he hasn't struck out a ton tells you that he's seeing the ball well. We just got to keep him rolling.
Brad, in the sixth inning, Hicks is on second. Presley misses the first bunt. You notice that Frazier was charging, right? So
Hicks did that. He noticed that Frazier charged and didn't recover to the bag. So he took advantage of it. So it was very heads-up base running.
And that brought their infield in. That allowed Presley's hit to get through. So that was sort of it. Kind of set up that inning.
Yeah, there's no question. It changes the complexion of the inning because now we're no longer bunting. And you got a runner on first and third rather than first and second, which is a different story.
Right, but Justin, do you guys expect him to make the next start?
Yeah, as of right now, we do. Obviously, we'll know more tomorrow.
Could you use that off day tomorrow to maybe give him another day of rest?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did Alex's quick inning in the seventh make your decision to let him go out in the eighth? Is that what that was?
Well, the quick inning certainly helped the decision, but I actually was trying to stay away from Greeny today. I knew he told us that he could give us maybe an inning. So if I was going to use him, I just wanted to use him really for a couple outs. I didn't, just because of the usage factor with him. And that's why Alex actually pitched first in the seventh, because if I pitch Greeny two outs, who knows how far Alex can go, rather. So instead I pitch Alex, let him go as far as he can go, and then whatever Greeny has to pick up, he can pick up. So that was the reasoning there.
Justin Upton with the walk-off home run. He talked to the media after the game.
That was great. You know, we battled all day.
Well, I guess we should have saw that coming.
Yeah, but we battled all day. You know, they fought back, and for us to come out on top is nice.
What's to say about the way your team was able to grind this afternoon? You had 25 runs in the first two games. Do you figure in a series like this that they're going to be a little tougher to come by in that final game?
Yeah. You know, we swung the bats well the first 2 days, but, you know, it's not going to come like that every day. So sometimes you got to win games like we did today.
In that final at bat, do you feel like you got Robertson in a spot where you could take something and put it in the seats?
You know, I was behind. I was just trying to, you know, really put the barrel on something. And, you know, I got a pitch that hung and took care of it.
Three in a row, your first sweep of the season. Four in a row now, your longest win streak of the season. What's that mean for this club?
Well, we got to keep it going.
Up next, the Tigers welcome the Angels to town on Tuesday.